For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The economic fallout from COVID-19 could cost the University of Missouri system as much as $180 million. At a virtual town hall today, UM System President Moon Choi said layoffs, furloughs, and other cost-cutting measures will be rolled out in the coming weeks.
Based on the reductions in state support, also softness in the enrollment in the fall, and how the market is doing in terms of our investment outcomes, we expect a significant downturn for the university.
Choi said he would take a 10% pay cut, as would chancellors, cabinet members, and many other senior administrators. As of this past Sunday, employees who cannot work from home are taking unpaid leave. The Missouri Supreme Court has turned away a death row inmate's appeal for post-conviction relief that raised questions about the effectiveness of his counsel. The state's high court ruled against Vincent McFadden earlier today. It's not clear whether he'll appeal. A request for comment by the Associated Press to McFadden's attorney wasn't immediately returned today. McFadden was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to death for killing Leslie Addison in St. Louis County in 2003. McFadden argues that his attorneys didn't order scans of his brain to present as evidence in court, among other complaints. Journalists are tackling the challenges of access to sources and scientific understanding of COVID-19. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik was a guest on KBIA's live call-in talk show at noon today. He said reporting about the virus is difficult because it's hard to report at treatment centers. It is challenging to get access in hospitals because of privacy concerns and doctors and nurses who aren't allowed to talk to the press. Another obstacle reporters face is learning about the scientific logistics of the virus. Folkenflik says reporters may need to make extra effort to stay up to date about knowledge and research.
The most important thing is for reporters getting out the understanding of the medicine, the epidemiology, and understanding and reflecting things that we don't 100% entirely always know.
Folkenflik said his advice for news readers and listeners is to take COVID-19 reports seriously and critically examine articles about the virus. People with direct deposit information on file with the IRS are currently slated to get $1,200 placed in their bank accounts as long as they made up to $75,000 last year. But St. Louis University law professor Henry Ordower says that there could be many issues for people who need to be mailed a check.
For people who are homeless, this is really kind of an impossible situation because there's no way for them to receive a check by mail.
Ordower says it could take weeks for some people with no direct deposit information on file with the IRS to get their money. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.